decided to be explained today is that the result of Allah for ourselves, as far as mushriks are concerned, those individuals that don't believe in Allah, they will try and get your attention and try to take you away from Allah Rasulullah by making you fall in love with them. وَلَا تَنْكِهُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ. Thereafter it says, وَلَوَا عَجَبَتْكُمْ. That as far as mushriks are concerned, those that don't believe in Allah is concerned, they will pull you and they will astonish you, will make you good when you come in contact with them, and they will pull you away and take you towards their way of doing things. As the Quran now today says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوَا عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That all people understand well, O Rasulullah ﷺ, tell to the people, evil and good cannot be the same. Evil and good cannot be the same. Like for example, riba and profit, it is not the same. Riba means the following: $1, 5% interest. It's not a business transaction in the true sense. It is, for example, for $1, there is a fixed 5%. The bank knows it's going to get its 5%. And you have to give that 5%. There is very little negotiation on that. Whereas in a transaction, for example, I tell you, I don't want to pay $1.50. You say, no, I want $1.50. We go back and forth, and eventually we come up with a price of $1.35. We come up with $1.35. I feel good. Why do I feel good? I say 15 cents. Why do you feel good? You negotiated a higher price than maybe $1.15. So the point I'm trying to make is, Allah says there is a big difference between riba and a big difference between riba and profit. In profit, there is barakah. In profit, there is negotiation. In profit, there is giving and taking. In a profit, there will be sometimes I will say, don't worry, brother, just take the goods and go from here. And you know you don't have money. When you have it, you come back. In the riba system, it doesn't work that way. That is why Western economies, unfortunately, are going through a tremendous amount of upheaval in late times. So the Quran says, as far as evil is concerned, whether it is woman, as to the ayah of Walatanikul Mushrikat, or for that matter in various transactions, the astonishment of it will be great. You will feel very great in the beginning, but in reality, they are not the same thing. It's going to hurt you in the end. Fattaqullah, fear Allah, O you intelligent worlds. Why must you fear Allah? So that you can become successful. Again, today the Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tasalu an ashya'a in tutadak bisukum, wa in tasalu an aqeenu yuzal al-Quran, fumbalak mafallahu anna wallahu afun halim. O insan, why do you ask so many questions? Why do you ask unnecessary questions regarding things? The more questions you ask, thereafter the Quran says, you're going to ask questions, you're going to get answers. When you get answers, you're not going to like the answer. When you don't like the answer, you will not follow it. Then you're going to make yourself into a sinner. The Quran says, ask what is necessary and stay away from unnecessary questions, unnecessary dialogue. Because unnecessary questions, unnecessary dialogue is only going to bring unnecessary clutter in your mind, in your thinking, and that is going to distract you from the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوا لعلكم تفلحون. Another thing that will bring you success is the following. O you who believe, in Aman, Allah says the believer in panic. Allah didn't just say, Ya أيها الناس. He says, O you who believe, understand well, as far as alcohol is concerned, as far as gambling is concerned, all these various things out there, throwing darts, or for example, taking a stone, throwing it on an item and saying, well, I got that item first, now it belongs to me. All these things are the evil works of shaitan. So stay away from it so that you become successful in this world as well as in the hereafter. Another ayah of the Quran says, as we read in the beginning, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. There is no better time to reflect upon the Quran, especially in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reflect upon the Quran, ponder into the Quran, try to bring understanding as to what the Quran has been sent down for, so that way your life can be modified and your life can change. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When people make salam to you, then don't be
become like those individuals that turn your face away and try to show that you are superior. I only make salam to a certain group of people and I don't make salam to everyone. That's not the way it is. Of course, there's certain adab to salam. Now, some people, when you make salam to them, they want you to stand with them, they want you to talk to them, and if you don't ask them, how are you, how's the family, how's your grandmother, how's your grandfather, everything fine, they think you're being rude. That's not the definition of rudeness in Islam. People have a schedule, people have to move, people have to do things. I mean, you got an exam in college, and now that guy wants you to make salam to him, how are you, how's your mother, how's your feet, can I press your feet? You're going to miss your exam. People have a schedule, they have to move, they have to do things. So Allah makes it easy. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا وَرُدُّوهَا. That you make salam to me, if you beat me at the salam, then my duty is very simple. It is to say وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. So for example, if you say السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ, then I don't have to say وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ and limit myself, because the one that makes the salam is getting more reward. So to bring about a balance, I must say وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Now, of course, some people like to go on beyond that. I don't know where they get that from. But this is from a hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, that to balance it out, that person will say assalamu alaikum, and you will say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and inshallah by that your small sins will be forgiven, and if you meant it with sincerity, then your life will change and also the other individual's life will change as well. Allah SWT also talks about sinning, that when a person takes part in sin, whatever sin that may be, in reality that individual is oppressing themselves. We think that when we cheat someone, we are smart. When we put a higher price than we are promised and we lie and say, I'm only making 5% profit, but we're making 50% profit. You think you are, what you call this, beating them at their game because they are stupid. They don't know how to go and find out the cost price of things. Understand, my brothers, that may be the business tricks of the past. With the internet, with the economies the way it is, with information data being prevalent, everyone knows the cost of almost anything and everything. So there is no need to lie, and you do wrong things. In reality, you are not oppressing a person as much as you are oppressing yourself. So what is the solution? Seek istighfar, make tawbah, and try to make good on that which you have done, especially if it was wrong in nature. Then Allah SWT talks about the munafiq behavior. Allah says, munafiqs will be in the lowest pit of Jahannam. There are different gradations of Jahannam, and they will be in the lowest of low. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. They will not find any helper whatsoever in as far as that is concerned, in as far as Jahannam is concerned. But then Allah gives hope and He says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. However, if Allah is giving the munafiq hope, then definitely you and I have hope. Allah is saying, regardless of them being munafiq, if they made tawbah, then inshallah, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. They made tawbah. وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا. That means they made tawbah, and after making tawbah, they put their life right. And this is something we have to say to our sons and daughters. We know we are not a perfect society. We know that they are doing things that are not right, etc. And this is the ayah we must say to them. I know you have done wrong. I know you have done wrong. I know I have done wrong. But there is hope at the end of the day. If Allah is giving hope to a munafiq, then definitely it applies to you and I. And we have to sit down with him and say, make tawbah, number one. Put yourself right, number two. Do good, in other words, on the wrong that you have done. Put it right. And be firm. Allah wants you to be firm. And while being firm, be sincere in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from you and I. And inshallah, by doing that and by telling our children that, by telling ourselves that, inshallah, we will gain tremendous amount of ease, tremendous amount of tranquility, and tremendous amount of barakah in this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa ta'ala wa ta'ala. Yesterday we spoke.